Let's go to the Lord and ask him to bless and bless the message, bless this hour in Jesus' name. Lord, we just come to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, God, that you come and visit us here today with the visitation of your Spirit, that you would pour out your Holy Ghost anointing, and God, that people would be touched, people could be healed, backsliders reclaimed, sinners saved. Lord, we ask the righteous might be blessed and lifted up, is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. I believe the Lord is coming to get his church. I believe signs are on every hand. I believe as we've seen this past year, we've seen the worst disasters by earthquakes, tornadoes, windstorms. We've seen the very worst that's ever been in history. All these are a sign of the times. They're an increase of these things, and they shall continue to increase until the coming of the Lord. We must be ready. We must be prepared for that day. Amen. If we are not prepared, amen, this thing is going to come on us, amen, as a snare. But for all those that are watching and waiting and knowing that the Lord is coming to get his church. I find here in the Word of God that God said in Matthew, the 24th chapter, they asked him as the disciples, they came to him in verse 3 of Matthew 24, and he said upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus, in verse 4, answered them, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name and say, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Goes on to tell all the things that's going to happen, wars and rumors of war. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Got to remember now, he's talking to the Jew. Christians going to be hated? Yes. But here he was directly talking to the Jew. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. For this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And ye therefore, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, or Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Now here I believe the stage is set of what the Lord has said in answer to a question. One of the things that's going to take place, I am not worried about a lot of different false religions. The ones that I'm scared to death of, that comes to you and said, yes, he's the Christ. Yes, he's all these things the Bible said. But in their understanding, they have deception, and they teach deception, and they deliver unto you deception, wherein they come to destroy your soul and literally destroy you into a devil's hell. And the Lord said, this is the number one. This is the first thing he listed. This is his major sign that will take place. They will be coming in my name. and they will deceive many. Now, we had asked a question. I hear somebody asked a question just today. Why in the world can our government see what's going on? Their eyes are blinded because the Bible said that men are they lovers of darkness more than light. They desire darkness more than light. They desire the wicked things, and they desire the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and all these different things. They desire these things more than they do God. And when you desire the things of the world more than you do God, you get all mixed up in what you see. You can't see straight. Amen. But when you go back to the book and you go back to the Word and you begin to step and say, what is these signs? What is going to take place? What is going to happen? Amen. And you take it by the Word. See, I know He's coming. Amen. And if anything else I know that we better stand with Israel. Amen. Because you can watch every time, and we've got leaders in our country now that literally go against Israel. We watched last year was the worst disastrous year America ever had. What was we trying to do on the home front? We was trying to tell Israel to divide up their land. Amen? We was trying to get them some way or another to go contrary to what the Scripture says. Now, I know the Bible says that the Jew is going to be scattered into all the nations, going to scatter into all the world, but I'm going to tell you something. There's a gut feeling in the Jew that he's going back home. They've given up all practices. They've given up doctor's degrees. They've given up great possessions and great wealth and great jobs, and they're going back to the homeland. Something within that Jew is calling him home, is calling him back to the homeland. That's another definite sign of the coming of the Lord. Amen. That's another definite sign this thing is about to finish up. You can go into Luke, the 21st chapter, and you begin to read, and he'll tell you, the Word of God will tell you that the Jew is going to be scattered into all the world, just like Matthew tells you, and it's going to bear that message to you until when? Amen. Until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. I'm going to tell you, the door's ajar. The door is beginning to swing shut. And just in a little while, just in a few days up the road, just in a few twists up the turn, amen, as old saying goes, that door is going to slam shut. And it's going back to the Jew. The Jew's going to be called home. And the Gentile, amen, the door's going to shut to the Gentile. Amen. Now, you say, that mean another Gentile never gets saved? Now, I'm not going to say that, because right now this is the age of grace to the Gentile, but there are Jews becoming born again. You got to take the sum total of the book. The Bible said, whosoever calleth the name of the Lord shall be saved, Jew or Gentile. God will not turn nobody down if they'll call upon the name of the Lord. If they'll follow the scriptural layout of what a man must do to be saved, God will honor his word. He cannot lie. Amen. But according to the authority of God's word, amen, when that day takes place, it's going back to the Jew. Now, this is during, the Bible talks about the beginning of sorrows, and I believe that we're walking and living in the beginning of sorrows. I believe we're right there right now, amen. And I believe this thing is beginning to happen, amen. I believe we begin to see it on every side and every hand, amen. And the signs are all around. It's everywhere you look, a sign. Amen. And I believe America, amen, if we will literally get on our knees before God, I believe God will give us a president, will lead us in the right way. But if this country, amen, keeps aborting babies, keep taking prayer out of school, keep taking God out of everything that it does, amen, keep making laws, amen, that are contrary to the word of God, I believe God is going to allow us, amen, to be and see wickedness at a degree we can't even imagine. And I believe that God is going to allow this country, amen, in that understanding, it'll have dictators, it'll have the leaders, and we've got right now in the government basically, a dictatorship. They wanted to put a pipeline that would put literally thousands to work, but the leadership of the country says, no, we don't want that. We've got enough oil around our shores. We don't even have to go. We don't even have to go into the, and as a lot of the people say, well, we don't want to mess up the landscape. Environmentalists, they say, we just don't want to mess up the landscape. Amen. They don't mind paying $5 for fuel. They don't mind going through what the country's got to go through, buying it off of foreigners. But they say, we don't want to mess up the grass, as the old saying goes. We don't want to mess up the landscape. Amen. I think that's ignorance gone to seed. But anyway, let's press on. Amen. We have enough oil on the shores around this country that we don't even have to mess up the landscape to supply the world for the rest of the age. Amen. But we're too dumb to do it. Amen. We can't come together. Amen. We have forms of the government that takes high as 6 and 8 years to research something to make a decision. It don't take me but about 2 seconds to make a decision. We need all, go get it. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. We have not followed the understanding of God's word. God give us the things that we needed, and we will not use them, and we will not put everything in its proper perspective, and we're drowning in our ignorance. This country is drowning in its ignorance, amen, because it has failed to acknowledge God. It's failed to walk in the understanding of God, and God is his word, and God will let his light shine upon your path. God said he would direct and ordain the steps of a righteous man, but if we won't follow the truth, if we won't follow righteousness, amen, then we're going to stumble. And we're going to fall. We're going to wander around in darkness. Amen. Glory to God. But these are all signs of the time. These are all signs of the lateness of the hour. Now the abomination of desolation spoken of the prophet Daniel, that is when the Antichrist stands up in the temple and proves him to be Christ. Now some of you will leave me right here because some of you have been taught that you ain't never going to see any destruction of any kind. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to see it. You're going to see it like you've never believed. The abomination of desolation takes place in the middle of the week. 70 weeks was determined to God's people according to what he spoke to Daniel. 69 weeks of that, we are coming to the close of the 69th week. The 70th week is given to end it all. That week is divided into 3.5 and 3.5. Divided into 42 months and 42 months. In that first 42 months, first 3.5, these things are going to take place up to the point that the Antichrist will come, amen, and he will stand in the temple. He will walk right up and go and stand in the temple, sit in the temple, whatever you want to say. But it will not be the temple that Jesus Christ will sit in. Because according to this word, Jesus Christ will raise David's temple. Amen. The throne that David sat on, he will raise that. Amen. And he will sit there. Amen. When he takes on his kingdom. Amen. And that's the word of God. It won't be one somebody builds with hands. Amen. I've heard people say, you've been to Israel. You've been to Israel. Have you seen, have you went over and seen the temple? You're going to see where Jesus is set? And I hear preachers say that, and I think, my land, how ignorant are you? Why don't you read the word of God? Amen. Most preachers today will fall for anything that's got a dollar attached to it. Amen. Well, we can have a big tour, and we can go to Israel, and we can make thousands for our ministry. You know, that's the way they do it. That's the prospect on it. I asked God about me going. He said, I want you to go royal style. Amen. We going directly. Amen. But I'm not going to depend on United Airlines or Delta. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to depend on the Bible says, amen, that we're going to ride white horses. and King Jesus is going to be riding the lead horse, amen, and we're going to be falling behind on white horses. Glory to God that we're coming down out of the heavens, amen. Glory to God, amen. And King Jesus, he's going to walk up the streets of Jerusalem, amen. He's going to come forth and call forth that throne, and he's going to sit down on it, amen. And that's the one he's going to rule from. Like I said, I may lose some of you right now because a lot of people believe that the rapture's got to take place before any tribulation happens. You can't find that in the Word of God. Amen. We are in the close of the 69th week. Somewhere in the days that lie ahead, we're going to see the church caught home. I don't believe that church will be caught home one day and God will start the 7-year tribulation the next day. Don't believe it'll happen that way. I believe we will go until that abomination of desolation. I believe we'll see the first part of the tribulation. I believe that with all my heart. Now, the Word of God tells us, and I got to base it on the Word of God, not man's theories. Amen. If we look in Thessalonians, we look in 2 Thessalonians, and this is very powerful. Paul here speaking forth, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto you, for that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now, understand, while Paul still lived, most of the people that had been present when the Lord was carried into the glory of God, into the heavens, they literally believed that in their lifetime he would come back. Some people were so caught up that they couldn't get anything else accomplished or done, just waiting. He's going to come back tomorrow. He's going to come back tomorrow. He told us he's coming back. He's going to come back. But here Paul had to deal with the fact that don't be soon shaken, for as the day of the Lord is at hand, let no man deceive you by any means, that that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. You study that out. That is Satan himself. That is Lucifer. That is the Antichrist. And that is Satan himself, who oppresses and exalts himself all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That is the abomination of desolation. That is when he sets in the temple. Notice what Paul said. And some people will say, well, I hear this preacher say that. Find out what he believes about salvation. Find out what that preacher believes about the Holy Ghost. And if he believes you're unconditionally saved while you still live in your sins, don't buy a thing he's got to say about the rapture. Amen. If that man says that the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and the power of God is not for this age, it went away at Pentecost, don't believe another thing he said, because you can't get it straight. Amen. If you can't get salvation straight, if you can't get the Holy Ghost straight, you won't get the rest of it straight. Amen. And that's a fact. God simply says in his word, and he can't go against his word, he can't lie, that this cannot happen. Jesus Christ cannot come back. He cannot return unless that man of sin be revealed. Now then, in the middle of that week, the Antichrist is going to stand in the temple and claim himself to be Christ. Church, we can't be here. Because if Fox, CNN, ABC, or CBS, or somebody else throws it on the screen and says, there's the Christ, your Holy Ghost and my Holy Ghost is going to say, not so. Satan cannot stick his head up and come on the scene unless the church be called away. Amen. Glory to God. The word of God goes on to say, who oppresses and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord himself, he shall consume, the Bible says, with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Amen. This is going to surely take place. This is going to happen just exactly like God's word said. Amen. And all the signs are on every hand. The signs are before us everywhere we look. The Bible says it will be over in the 24th chapter, over in the closing part of that chapter, verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word shall not pass away. Not one of them, he says. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father. But as the days of Noah, he goes on to say how that there will be eating and drinking. Amen. It says, so shall also the Son of man. He shall be coming, the Bible says, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. He said, watch therefore, verse 42, for ye know not what hour your Lord does cometh. But know this, that if the goodman of the house would know to what watch the thief would have cometh, he would not have suffered for his house to be broken up. This is the promise of the word. Then if you go in Luke, and Luke has basically the same understanding, but in Luke, in the 17th chapter, verse 28 and 29, also covers how it will be likewise also was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, and they sold. They planted, and they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. This is the promise of the word. So we look at the scenario of what's going on. We're in an understanding to wherein is as the days of Noah, marrying and giving in marriage. We also see as the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Lot, and how that men and women, men burn with lust after men and women burn with lust after women. And all these things are signs that are on every side. These signs are on every hand, and they're there before us for us to know and understand. And God, you know, he said in 1 Thessalonians in the 4th chapter, He said in verse 13, I would not you be ignorant. He does not want us to be ignorant of the understanding of all these things. And the Word of God tells us in Revelation 16 and 15, Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keep his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So God is preparing us and telling us to be watching, to be waiting. He's telling us to be prepared. Back in Matthew in the 24th chapter, on down in that same chapter where we was reading verse 46, Blessed is that servant whom his Lord shall, when he come, so shall find him doing. Amen. We're in God, amen. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to continue on in his work until he come. Verily I say unto you that he shall be made ruler over all his goods. Then the next couple verses gives us a warning. But and if thou evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant, and to eat and drink with the drunkard, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when the Lord, amen, when he looketh, amen, he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. Verse 51. And shall cut him asunder, and upon him his portion with the hypocrite, there shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Now, understand that God is so warned us. He has so warned us that we must be ever more aware that the Lord is coming. If he don't come today, he'll come tomorrow. Don't fall into anybody's rut that puts you a time on it. Don't fall into anybody's rut that puts you a day or an hour on it. Because God has plainly said, he said in Matthew, he went on over and he declared it again in Luke, and he lets us know that that day, amen, that day is a day wherein only the Lord knows that day. Jesus, when he was here bodily, God did not allow him to know it when he was here bodily. But he's coming to get his church. He's coming to get the bride. Amen. And I thought of this scripture. Thought of how that God, by his word, tells us the church that he's coming back to get. Amen. It's going to be a glorious church. Amen. The Bible says that he might sanctify and cleanse it. This is Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 26. It with the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Then he assures us, amen, he assures us and without any controversy, he says that verse 24 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. God bless you and love you. God, in Jesus' name, save to the uttermost. Reclaim the backslider, heal, deliver, and set free is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.